Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Take charge of your account management and energy consumption with the MyMTE app. Just download from the App Store. Manage your account, enhance your energy habits, and more. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. We are talking today about Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Middle Tennessee. And joining us today is the Community Engagement Coordinator, Paige Hardy Brown. Good morning, Paige. How are you?
How are you? I'm glad to use this retro radio technology.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Sometimes you have to go with what brought you to the dance, right? So tell me a little bit about the work of Big Brothers Big Sisters here in Middle Tennessee.
So we are a one-to-one mentorship organization, and our goal is that all kids achieve their full potential. And we do that by pairing them with a completely supported mentor from their community. So we've been in Nashville for 55 years, and we serve 8 counties in Middle Tennessee.
Awesome. So Rutherford County being a part of that. And when I went to your website, mentorakid.org, I could not miss the big banner ad that popped up there or mention that January is National Mentorship Month.
Yes, and you're catching us just at the tail end, so now's the time to celebrate. And what we know is that right now in Middle Tennessee, 1 in 3 kids does not have that supportive adult that they feel like they can go to outside of their parent. So our big initiative for National Mentorship Month is both thanking our mentors who are currently serving and then recruiting mentors as well. There's a lot of really great flexible options that I hope to tell you about today.
Well, Big Brothers, Big Sisters has always had lots of great opportunities and, you know, in person, virtual, all kinds of really different ways that you can help mentor a kid. So why don't you share some of those with us?
So we have 6 different programs available. The most common is our community-based program, and that is going to be 2 times a month. You will go and pick up your little brother or little sister and do something in the community. We provide a ton of activities, and we also provide free opportunities like going to a Nashville Predators game or going to the Country Music Hall of Fame. We have our Sports Buddies program, which is 2 Saturdays a month. We plan all the activities. You just show up. We do things like rock climbing. We go watch and participate in sports. Right now, we're really recruiting for our e-mentoring program. Super flexible option. I am a big in our e-mentoring program, so I'm a little bit biased. You'll be paired with a junior in high school for 2 years. It's predominantly virtual, so you can mentor on your lunch break or when you're waiting for that movie to start in the theater and sitting through ads. And you'll go a couple times a year in person to meet with your little. You can go more frequently if you'd like. We also have our site-based program, which is for our younger kids, and that's where you can go to a local school or after-school program, do board games, help with homework, and then our college program, which is with our first-year college students at TSU and Nashville State. So if you're willing to make the drive a couple of times a year, it's definitely worth it. But yeah, we have 6 different program options, and we pair each of our kids with their mentors very intentionally based on their interests, based on the mentor's interests, and we're really proud of the matches that we make every year.
Sure. And, you know, this is Big Brothers, Big Sisters has been around for quite some time here in Middle Tennessee. Do you know off the top of your head how long you've been doing this?
So 55 years in Middle Tennessee. We've been around 120 years nationally.
Wow.
We serve about 700 kids annually, and we're hoping to keep growing and keep increasing those numbers.
Well, that is awesome. So over a half a century here working in Middle Tennessee. Paige Hardy Brown is with us, the Community Engagement Coordinator with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and talking about National Mentorship Month being January. And yes, we did get in on the tail end of it, but that doesn't mean that we can't make the rest of 2025 maybe an opportunity for someone out there to mentorship. So Paige, tell me, with your mentors, how much time, and I think that maybe some people don't like to jump into things that, well, they don't know how much time they need to dedicate to it, and, you know, is it a moving target and that kind of thing. So maybe kind of give us some of those details.
Yeah, so that's a very common question we get. If you are hesitant to fully jump in, we do have one-time volunteer opportunities. Micro mentorship, we call them. That's where you can go and be a mentor for a day. But for most of our programs, they're going to be anywhere between a 6-month to 2-year commitment. And it'll be typically about 4 hours a month. So that for the most part is going to be 2 Saturdays a month or 2 days a month if you're choosing. Our e-mentoring program really is about 20 minutes a week of texting or doing video calls. So we say if you have enough time to watch a football game once a week, you do have enough time to be a mentor. And what we find is that the number one concern from our mentors when they come in and try to sign up is they're worried about the time commitment. And the vast majority of our mentors say that it doesn't feel like a chore or like volunteering. It feels like hanging out with a friend. And that's really the goal. This is not supposed to be work. This [S2] Right. [S1] Is a fun opportunity for both you and the youth you're mentoring. And it's cheesy to say, majority of our mentors say that they feel like they're getting more out of it than the kids, which is always good to hear as a volunteer recruiter. So yeah, it definitely is a time commitment, but with the flexibility of our options, whether you're somebody who has good schedules on weekends or after work, or you know, you want to be that mentor on your lunch break, we have that opportunity. That's the best fit for you.
You know, it's really interesting that I think the best thing to do is just contact and see, you know, and hear what the opportunities are, and then just kind of find out if that's going to be a right fit for you. But and ask questions, you know, ask these questions. Yeah. Like, you know, where, how much time, is there travel involved? And you're going to have an answer for everything, I think.
Yes. And if you go onto our website, mentorkid.org, you can click the button to become a big. You're not signing a contract. You're just saying that you're interested. And my coworker, Alejandra, will call you and talk through your specific situation. I could give each program that would work for each type of person, but really finding that good fit for you and answering every type of question under the sun. She's very, very good at her job. So definitely, if you have even any degree of interest, right now, between now and the end of February, if you sign up to become a big, or if you refer somebody to become a big, so if you have somebody in your life you think would make a good mentor, you are entered into a raffle to win a full year of Whataburger. So really, there's no downside to signing up at this point. You can drop out if the answers to our questions don't satisfy you, or if you're going through something in your life, and we're happy to figure out what's going to be the best fit for you.
So we're talking about Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Middle Tennessee online, mentorakid.org. And Paige Hardy Brown is joining us, the community engagement coordinator. So maybe someone is thinking, I really don't know if I've got a good idea of activities to do and things to be involved with. I mean, I'm sure you all are full of suggestions, and maybe if you find out, for instance, that your little is, you know, into planes, you know, you find something that interests him, would that be about right?
Yeah. So we, first in our interview process, we interview both our littles and our bigs, and ask them what sort of activities they're interested in. So if you're somebody who is really athletic and you want to play soccer every Saturday with your little, we're not going to pair you with a little brother who wants to sit inside and play video games. We're trying to make the best fit for you. So we help plan activities. We do have free activities. Usually about twice a month, we'll host a candle making class or rock climbing or ice skating. We went to the curling rink last weekend, which you and your little are welcome to join. But we have matches who do something as simple as, you know, we had a match who went to Starbucks every single week and tried a different latte on the menu and made scrapbooks about their favorites, almost like a physical Yelp review.
Wow.
We had a match that went and built the Lego Death Star over the course of a couple months. and worked on that together. We've also had matches who just help, you know, run errands with their kiddos. They'll run to the grocery store or run to, you know, those different activities. And we really make sure that whatever your interests are, we try to align you with a little who's in the same interests. And, you know, we don't expect you to spend a ton of money. We don't expect you to be the most creative person in the world. You just have to be willing to try something new.
Well, in our last minute or so that we have here, we know that the impact can be great. Maybe give us a quick success story.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's so hard to pick from. You know, we have so many great kids. And what we've seen is that our kids, typically 90%, will rate that they have better self-confidence. They have better, you know, grips on their mental health. They're more confident in themselves to try out for that soccer team role. And they're more likely to graduate high school. But I think about one of the stories that really comes to mind is in our e-mentoring program. We had a little brother named Diego who was the first class of our e-mentoring in 2019. And his big brother really helped him find college opportunities when it looked like college was not going to be an option for him, helped him apply through that process and really encouraged him to do his best. He is now very successful in his job. And has become an e-mentor himself. So he is now mentoring in the same program that he was a mentee in. And we see a ton of success stories like that. So if you're hearing this and you yourself were a little brother or little sister when you were in elementary and middle school, we've been around for 55 years, so there's a pretty good chance. We would love to have you back. You're kind of our target great option for a big brother or big sister. And we've seen so many great success stories, and we would love to hear how, you know, your mentor, whether it was through Big Brothers Big Sisters or not, has impacted you either on our Instagram, on our LinkedIn, or on our Facebook. We are Mentor a Kid on all of those platforms.
Very good. Easy ways to get connected and, you know, really think hard about this and call, text, you know, any of the many ways of communicating, ask good questions, and hopefully you can be the one that makes a difference. I understand you've got a waiting list just here in Middle Tennessee of over 100, so we really need mentors.
Yeah, we have, especially our young men tend to wait about over a year to get a match. Our young women wait typically 2 to 3 months. And we have kids who have been on the wait list for over 2 years. The number one question that we ask our littles is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you want a big brother or a big sister? And, you know, 90% of them are saying 9, 10, 11. So they're waiting, they're ready, and they're excited to meet you.
Well, good to talk with you today, Paige, and thanks for hanging in through our technical issues here. And yeah. We will be glad to share news about Big Brothers Big Sisters anytime.
Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day.
Absolutely. You too. Joining us today from Big Brothers Big Sisters is the Community Engagement Coordinator, Paige Hardy Brown. Don't forget, if you missed part of the interview, we'll have the podcast. It will be up shortly at WGNSradio.com. Have a great day, everyone.